Outlook for prices couldn't be better for farmers. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, the outlook for 2008 looks very promising. We are anticipating that prices of our major grains will continue to be high. World demand remains strong. We see the value of the dollar is lower, and that helps our exports.
American Farm Bureau senior economist Terry Francel analyzed the Agriculture Department's winter wheat planting report, grain stocks report, and World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report to develop his crop outlook.
Corn crop expectations are that we will meet or exceed the previous high on the futures market, which was about a little above $5.50 a bushel. There's about a 90% probability that that's going to happen. And in fact, there's probably a 75% probability that we'll trade corn up around $6. If you have corn prices that high and the corn-soybean ratio is about 2.5 to 1, that means soybean prices will probably trade somewhere in the $13 to $14, maybe $15 range. For wheat, we're likely to see wheat continue to trade in the $8 to $10 range.
Terry Francel says the downside to higher crop prices will be challenges for livestock producers who feed those crops to their animals, but he feels this new level of prices for row crops could be a new plateau for producers.
We are essentially doing what we did about 30 years ago, and this happens once every 30, 35 years in agriculture. You move to a new plateau. This happened in the early 70s when we opened up our markets to the Chinese and the Russians. The prices of the grains went up, as did the price of land and the inputs. We're seeing the same thing today. We basically built in or institutionalized a higher crop structure, and then we continue on at that high plateau. It doesn't mean these prices are going to stay at these levels forever.
But the outlook for grain prices is excellent right now, and farmers are just hoping the weather will cooperate throughout the growing season. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.